Vice President John Dramani Mahama has urged institutions to set aside funds for the training and retraining of staff who speak on their behalf. He noted that most institutions have lost their hard-won reputation because of misinformation by public relations officers who lack basic communication skills. The Vice President was speaking at the castle when executives of the Institute of Public Relations Ghana called on him. They presented Vice President Mahama with a fellowship award and a citation. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
It is a well-known fact that effective communication is the lifeblood of any organization, and this is what the Institute of Public Relations seeks to achieve. Established in 1972, IPR Ghana aims to project public relations practice as a first-class profession. The call on the Vice President was to recognize and congratulate him for his impressive communication career, which he has exhibited wherever he found himself. The President of IPR Ghana, Major Albert Donchebe, says the institute is very disturbed about the unprofessional behavior of some PR practitioners and expressed the institute's willingness to offer focused training to institutions and individuals. Major Donchebe reads the citation.
John played a key role in nurturing and stabilizing Ghana's telecommunications industry. Additionally, he provided critical communication support and oversight in the establishment of the Ghana AIDS Commission. He extended his smooth and purposive communication skills to the African continent when he served as the chairperson of the West African Caucus at the Pan-African Parliament. His Excellency John Dramani Mahama's communications career has brought immense pride and honor to all communications practitioners. The Institute of Public Relations Ghana has followed the professional career of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama with keen interest and close observation. We have reviewed his professional performance and analyzed his practice as a communications practitioner and have concluded that John has met all the criteria for elevation to the hallowed rank of Fellow of the Institute of Public Relations.
Vice President John Mahama said he is humbled by the honor done him and is grateful that he is appreciated by his peers. He was also grateful to his lecturers at the School of Communications who have made him what he is today. He noted that most policies and projects have lacked implementation due to the absence of communication strategies. Vice President Mahama also questioned the actual ranking of a public relations officer in an organization. According to him, a PR should be at the managerial position.
People don't realize that you need to handle and organize communications in order that you fill any vacuum in terms of people's access to information, so that they are fully apprised with what is going on. They are very beautiful ideas I have learned in my experience in governance that are well thought out in very good faith. But what is missing is there's no communication strategy accompanying the implementation of whatever that idea is. And often they've ended disastrously. And people say, but we intended this to be good for the people. How come they didn't even appreciate what we were trying to do for them? It's because you didn't communicate properly with them and make them a part of whatever you were implementing, you know, to their benefit. And so I'll continue to collaborate with you to advocate that we improve communications at all levels, especially at governmental level.
The president of the Institute of Public Relations Ghana, Major Albert Donchebe, requested government to assist the institute to access land to build a school to offer public relations training. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.